Good evening. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing very fine, Cheryl. I hope you are as well.
I am. I'm watching the stormy weather for the last few days. Please tell me you can bring me some sunshine.
Well, you know, it's 45 degrees outside, according to the temperature gauge in front of me, and I'm looking for a 30-degree warm-up by tomorrow. What do you say?
I'll do whatever dance I need to do to make that happen. I woke up this morning with the covers pulled up tight because I had windows open from when it was 70-something. So
it's unbelievable. I think we're all due for an excellent Memorial weekend.
I think we have the order in for that. We need a Renaissance zone approval on the weather. That's what we're needing. You did, however, yesterday get a Renaissance Zone approval for the Knapp's project in downtown Lansing, the former Knapp's department store. This is big news and great news for downtown Lansing.
Well, it's great news for downtown Lansing. I think it's great news for the state of Michigan, and we're certainly pleased at the Eyde Company to have been able to obtain that for that building.
And moving forward with this, where do we go next in the process? There's some more approvals that need to happen in the process.
Well, we certainly have had great support from the city of Lansing and obviously from the state of Michigan, not only with what happened yesterday with the MEDC, but they also approved a brownfield credit for the building in last year, and the State Historic Commission has also the building as having extreme importance and granted a special consideration credit for the building. So we're really set from the city of Lansing and the state of Michigan and their support. Our next step is really with the federal government, and we will be applying within the next 30 to 45 days. We haven't received the notice of this yet, but it's called a BEDI grant, or a BEDI, which is a Brownfield Initiative grant from the federal government, and we'll be making that application here in the near future, and it'll be an application for a $2 million additional grant.
And this is a lot of pieces have to fit together financially to make a project like this viable for a company like Eyde to move forward with, doesn't it?
Well, it's important, whether it be the Eyde Company or any other group that is trying to work on an historic building. The cost of renovating such a structure is so much more than simply tearing it down and building something new, and it's stressing the importance that we all see in our history, the history of Lansing, the history of the Knapp's department store, the history of our state. The building is recognized by architects throughout the country as being one of the premier examples of the Art Deco style. And we at the Eyde Company, and I think people at the state of Michigan and obviously in the city of Lansing, recognize the importance of that. And that's what makes it expensive. It makes it expensive to do, but it's our history, and I think our history is worth saving.
When talking about the historic building, in one of the articles written by Lansing State Journal, it talked about the crews are going to start removing some of the glass blocks next week and look at some new kinds to fill it in, just to bring it up to code. Am I right on that?
Well, what they're doing, Cheryl, we are. You're right on the part that we're working on having that done. Really, what's happening is that the glass block in that building is an important part of its history, and the light coming into the building when it was used as a department store was meant to bring in a diffused light and to use it as display lighting as opposed to lighting that you and I may want in our workplace or in a place in which we live.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing is we're actually removing two sections of the glass block that is there currently, replacing it with two different types of glass block. One would be more of a clear glass block that we're probably more used to seeing in today's world. And then the other would be trying to replicate what is there currently with like a rippled glass block. But it's really there at this point more as for a view and for approval from the State of Michigan Historic Preservation Group as opposed to long-term use. This will be temporary. The glass block will be there for an inspection and decision as to which type we're allowed to use. And then after that, when the renovation begins, all of it will be replaced.
And I guess where I was going was that is the attention to detail that it's going to be happening in this process with the historic building designation that goes along with this.
It's extreme. They watch over every single piece of the building, which justly so. We would want them to do that because our goal is to have it replicate, repeat what was there in the 1930s when the building was built, 1932, 1934. And we want it to look just like it did then. Hopefully with some more current materials and more energy efficient, but we want it to look just the same as when it opened for the first shoppers to go in there in the 30s.
What are the plans for inside the building? Who are you hoping and what are you building? Is it a mixed-use building?
It certainly is. We'll be using the lower level of the building that once housed, I believe, a diner for when NAPS was there. But most recently, it was used for office. We will be converting that for parking, so there'll be on-site parking in the building. The first floor will be used for retail. We're working with several restaurants that are interested in joining us there. Lansing EDC will be putting their business incubator in that building on the first and mezzanine levels. And then floors 2, 3, and 4 will be office use. Floors 5 and the penthouse will be for residential.
Well, it sounds amazing, and you had me at parking.
Well, you know, we all it's one of the, you know, we all think they're parking. I used to work downtown. In fact, when I first started with the company, our offices were in the NAPS building, so I fully recognize and understand the concern for parking. But I think we've got a great downtown parking system. And this will allow for some parking underneath the building, certainly not enough for everybody that will be working or living there, but there will be some. And then we certainly have a great system with the parking structures that are adjacent to the building.
Well, it's what I guess it does is just acknowledges making it easier for everybody to use
that's
the
building. That's true. That's the whole idea, is to make it simple, make it good, and make it historic.
Well, it's going to be an amazing project. What's your timetable, Mark?
We're hoping to start some of the simple demolition, some of the interior demolition that needs to be done later this summer, depending on the grant program coming in from the federal government, looking to actually commence some of the restoration work this fall, winter, and then hopefully have completion of the project within the next 18 months.
Well, it's definitely going to be an exciting project. And I've been going through budget issues, of course, the last few days. And I did find the irony with you getting the grant or getting the approval for this Renaissance zone on the same day that the bill was signed by the governor to eliminate them in the future.
You know, there was some irony there, but I also think that maybe there was a looking at this building and thinking maybe this will be the last one approved, how important it is that we got in there in time to have this building saved. It's an important piece. I know the governor is and Lieutenant Governor are working diligently to restructure the way some of these programs are used. We want to move forward with this. We don't want to have it delayed, so we're very fortunate that we made it in under the cut. But I also think that I think the current administration is looking for ways to allow buildings like this to move forward, and hopefully this won't be the last one, but maybe this will be an example of how it can be done in the future.
Well, it's going to be an amazing project. I look forward to watching the process move along and seeing the Knapp building have new life again.
We look forward to touring you through it when it's done.
Oh, I love that. I appreciate that. We'll work on that weather renaissance at the same time.
I think we'll both do that. I hope you have a great evening, and I wish you a great Memorial Weekend as well.
And you as well, Mark. Thank you so much for your time this evening.
My pleasure, Cheryl.